Namadalit Ziv Bay, one putting on Rabbeinu Tam's and Rashi filled. So the Mechaber previously said that one can put them on simultaneously and have in mind the one that is the kosher one should be the one that should be the Shei Mitzvah, whichever one it is. He doesn't know how to put them on simultaneously. Put on the set of the Yad and Rosh of one of them. And put on the other ones and smack the first bracha. In other words, he's basically saying, you put one set on them, take it off, and immediately have to put the second one on. Even though it's a chiddush over here, because you were ma'aseh on the side that the first one was possum, so you ma'aseh between the bracha and the second one by putting on the first set of tefillin. And so, he says that it still works. It's a yeah, but it's not necessary. There's no discussion about that. You can't put them at all one after the other one. Then there's another mahala. You put on Rashi first, you make the bracha. You keep them for the entire tefillah, which basically is until after Kaddish Yosem. That's the chachil. You're supposed to leave the tefillah until at least till after then. And then afterwards, put on the Rabbeinu Tam without a bracha and say Kriya Shema and Goyim Shemoi. And you should not take them off, put them on when Kaddish is being said, because you're supposed to have Kavanah to the Kaddish. It's a very kosher tefillah.